In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Berrien County Health Department will start providing COVID-19 vaccines to kids ages 5 to 11 on Monday. Emergency Preparedness Coordinator Brandon Valley tells us the Pfizer shots have been determined to be safe for children. So what should parents know?
It has been thoroughly tested and approved by the CDC and the FDA. When they schedule their appointment for their child, there will be some paperwork that's needed to be filled out, and then the child will receive their vaccine after a short period of time.
After the shot, the child will need to wait 15 minutes before leaving. Valley says as soon as news broke about federal approval for the vaccine for kids, the health department started hearing from people. To sign up your child for a clinic, you can go to bchdmi.org, the same place where you schedule an adult vaccine.
And if you look under the tab that says vaccine information, there's a selection of dates where we are having kid-only clinics. So these vaccine clinics are for children between the ages of 5 and 11 only.
Valley says the adult dosage and the child dosage of the Pfizer vaccine is different, so the department is holding separate clinics for the kids and the grown-ups. He notes several health departments in the region are gearing up for child vaccinations starting Monday. A bill from State Representative Pauline Wentzel to help ensure Medicaid ABA services for autistic children are not interrupted each year has been approved unanimously by the Michigan Senate and now heads to the governor. Wentzel tells us under the current rules, for an autistic child to get ABA services, they have to be reevaluated every year. That creates a host of problems. Wenzel's heard from affected families.
So many parents. We had very moving testimony, actually, in Lansing on a parent who works in the autism community. So she even knew the system and said it was still difficult for her to get this. And in fact, it was very emotional testimony, and it's something that really desperately needed and just doesn't make a lot of sense. 49 other states aren't doing this. Private insurance doesn't require this.
Under Wenzel's bill, the reevaluation procedure is eliminated if a qualified licensed practitioner completes the initial evaluation or unless it is deemed medically necessary. It passed the Senate unanimously, and Wenzel says she's gotten word that the governor will sign it. Benton Harbor residents are invited to a resource fair set for today to help them better understand the city's water crisis and know where to turn for help. Benton Harbor Community Response Team Chair Priscilla Tobias tells us the event will feature around a dozen state and local organizations to answer questions.
We'll have actually lead safe home information, drinking water testing information, child blood levels. We'll have information pertaining to that. The WIC program that is so important right now for young children as well as pregnant women right now. There will be materials for that.
Tobias says more fairs will be held. Today's event will be at the Benton Harbor Housing Commission building on Nate Wells Drive in Benton Harbor from 4 to 7 p.m. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.